In Jesus' name, do you remember the Southwest Airlines commercials? The commercials before their latest bunch of them, where a person would do something that was publicly embarrassing, and then after they were embarrassed, the Southwest Airlines salesperson came and said, "Do you want to get away?" Well, of course. Any of us who's done something that was silly, stupid, problematic publicly has a natural response of feeling embarrassed, ashamed, or humiliated. And of course, Southwest Airlines was betting on that, so you would go and buy a ticket on their plane. This is the nature of embarrassment. It is the nature of being ashamed. It makes any of us want to put kind of a bag over our head, put our proverbial tail between our legs, and just essentially not be seen and get away as fast as possible, unnoticed if possible. I assume that most of us here have been in at least one situation in our lives, probably lots more actually, where if Scotty could beam us up, we would have done so. Because embarrassment and shame causes people to pull away from natural human interaction, and it causes people to want to go away and hide, to be alone, to be by oneself. "It is with a great amount of shame that I stand before you," said Marion Jones, Olympic gold medalist upon admission of her steroid use and her lying to federal investigators. "I have been dishonest, and you have the right to be angry with me. I have let my family down, I have let my country down, and I have let myself down." Shame often breeds anger from other people, often a shrinking away and a cutting down of interpersonal connections, and a general distancing of people from one another because they're feeling so bad about themselves, they just want to cover themselves almost with an invisible cloak and be gone. Perhaps St. Paul had something like this in mind when he wrote to Timothy, "So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake. But bear your hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. On this account I am suffering these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know him in whom I have believed and am confident that he is able to guard me until that day." Paul to Timothy, don't be ashamed of your witness. Don't be ashamed of me, a prisoner. I am not ashamed of myself, all because of the strength that comes from God and from him in whom I have believed, Jesus Christ. Could Paul have been aware that his young disciple was undergoing this kind of spiritual struggle? "Timothy, I'm in personal hardship. I'm struggling. Things don't seem to be going right. My mentor is in prison, an embarrassing thing in and of itself. And my savior, leader, was convicted and killed on a shameful cross. Maybe I should just stay away. All this weakness, lack of success, persecution could be seen by this young believer essentially as an embarrassment. And in this condition, if this were so, he would likely want to avoid, pull back, lay low, and stay in his room. Paul encourages us, keep on message, stay focused on the source of your strength. And what is the source of our strength that combats even embarrassment and shame? It is God who sees us through the lens of Christ so that we are no longer embarrassments to God, but through Christ we are seen as God's own, very own children. While we, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith, for the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. When we are embarrassed or ashamed of who we are, of what we have done, or with what someone else has done, it is in God, in Christ, who covers us up, not with shame, but with acceptance and love and care. When we are embarrassed or ashamed, it is God in Christ who doesn't turn away from us, but turns toward us and covers us with Christ's robe of righteousness. God does not retreat from us, walk away from us, abandon us, or do all the things that human beings do when there is shame involved. God rather turns toward us in Christ and sees us not as shameful people, but as people loved and cared for in Christ. He does not retreat from us, walk away from us, or abandon us to the prisons of ourselves. We can stay focused on God, the source of our strength, even in the midst of our shame, because God stays forever focused on us, covering up our shame with the robe and with the robe of righteousness of the Christ, in love, in compassion, in care. Amen.